Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Jared. Jared is the founder and CEO at Bizalt. Jared, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
So can you share a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to Bizalt, you know, Air Products and this?
Yeah, sure. So my background is chemical engineering. So I went to the University of Pittsburgh to study chemical engineering. While I was there, I took some time off and I worked full-time at Air Products. So it's an industrial gas company. Mostly what they make, they separate air into oxygen and nitrogen for things like medical and industrial applications. So that was a fun experience. I spent some time in a plant, other times in the corporate headquarters, kind of helping them build software. And then after school, I started doing dissolves full-time.
And what was the motivation and the thought process of starting Dissolves?
Yeah, so just quickly, what we do is we make a water-soluble edible packaging. We sell it to food and beverage companies so they can package individual servings of their powder products, like protein powder, instant coffee, like a lemonade mix into single servings in a pod where you just throw the whole thing in and then you'd stir. And the packaging will dissolve and you'll have your beverage as you would normally. And the two kind of things it does, it makes it more convenient. So there's no measuring, there's no spills, and then there's no hard to open packets or trash you have to throw away after. And then the second aspect is that it's more sustainable than current individual packaging. So there's no waste and we use sustainably harvested renewable ingredients to build the packaging. And then what makes us different is that we only use natural vegan ingredients in the packaging so that people can feel comfortable eating it. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. My motivation was, I'm not sure. I just love the idea. And I was certain at the time that I could do it. So I wanted to see how far we could take it.
Okay. 4 years now. How's the journey so far?
It has its up and downs. I'm really happy I did it and I love what I do. So I would do it again. But yeah, it's a roller coaster to say the least.
Roller coaster. So being a founder, you know, and the last 15 months, you know, have been really interesting and challenging. It has been a catalyst for some industries while it has adversely affected the others. So how's the journey been for Dissolves? You know, let's discuss that and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah. So, we took it in stride. I don't think it has all been positive, but there's a silver lining to everything. So there were some partners that we had lined up that had to kind of reevaluate their business and what they were doing at the time, and then we had lost some kind of opportunities there. But coming out of that, I think we built back better. So an example would be that we were working with a manufacturer at the time, and then they had to cut a lot of projects, including ours. But then coming out of that, we were able to find a new one that has been much better overall. So it's been okay, but it's definitely was an adjustment from what we were doing at the time.
Okay, interesting. So Zoom fatigue, mental health, these are the topics that are under discussion for the last 8 to 9 months, you know. Mm-hmm. So being a founder, you know, you have to wear multiple hats, from sales to managing the product, customers, round raising, finance and everything.
So, yes.
That aspect, you know, what challenges did you face and what steps or measures you took to overcome them?
Yeah, so, there was a few. One of the biggest ones was switching to virtual. At the time, I had spent most time, we had an office building, we were working in a co-working space, and I loved working out of it. And I would spend a lot of time there. And I had trained myself kind of like a Pavlovian thing where I did all my work there. And then when I came home, I wasn't going to touch anything just because I had worked all day and it was kind of my safe space. When COVID hit, they had made everybody move out of the co-working space. So then I had to start working from home. I didn't want to sign a lease at a new facility. At that time, it was March. I had no idea what was going to happen. And so now I had to do all my work where I had trained myself to do no work, and then kind of rewiring my brain there took a while. The adjustments I made was kind of set inside a specified working space But I mean, there's a lot of challenges I see from working remotely versus kind of having the co-working space and such. Just being around other people and kind of getting quick answers to questions was very valuable. So now it's either you probably try to set up a phone call or maybe an email, and that might go a whole day without an answer. And then you can't kind of move on to the next step of something until you hear back. I mean, I don't know how we're adjusting to that. We're just follow-upping more and trying to set up more Zoom calls, but that's kind of one of the things that sticks out is.
Okay. So, and how do you see with the vaccine rollout happening at a record pace, you know, so how do you see the world evolving? And are you the kind of individuals that would want to go back to office or go back to work, or you would want to prefer work from home and stuff?
Yeah. I think people are probably going to get kind of the option more so than before. So, I mean, it's been a pretty large scale experiment, to say the least, having so many people test remote work. And I think it's going to work better for some people in different industries. So some companies are going to adapt better, especially if I'm trying to find an example. Things that you typically see outsourced now where it's more independent and you can work remotely, maybe like a customer service or direct sales. And I think some people work better from home. And if they are working better from home, I think companies will allow them to continue. And I think some people will work better in the office. And I'm sure they'll have some space open for those people as well. You know? So I guess you'll get more choices to how you want to work.
So my last question is, you know, what personal productivity hacks have you adopted in your daily routine that keep you saner, get by through this pandemic, and helps you to be more productive? You know, what activities you've taken up?
Oh, wow. The thing that made it the best for me as far as increased productivity during the pandemic was, if it's a nice day outside, I'll go work outside in the sun. That kind of, I don't know, helps me stay energized. So that's kind of one way that I've been dealing with it. And then that also gives me the separation I was discussing earlier, where that could be my workspace. So when I'm there, I know that I should be doing work versus if I'm in, say, my living room, where I probably shouldn't be doing work. It gives me that divide the same way the office had previously. More walks, I suppose. So generally, even when I was at the office, if I had, you know, your 2:30 slump, I would go outside and take a small break, take a walk, and come back and work again. I've been working more of those in. So, I mean, it hasn't been all bad. I enjoy those aspects of it, but those are probably the two biggest that have an impact on me.
Sure. Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show. You know, we could have talked for another 10 to 12 minutes, but, you know, from our marketing point of view, we need to keep all of them like sprint focused. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm sure you got enough. I could give you some more.
Yeah. No, I think we have a couple of minutes. The last question I would want to ask is, where do you see Dissolve 3 years from now? That would be my last question, and then we'll sign off.
I think people will know about us then. You'll see us in stores. So we work with brands. So like I said, we sell the packaging to brands so that they can use it in their products. We don't make any products ourselves. It's the same way kind of the film works with the laundry detergent pods. So there's a company that just makes that kind of packaging, and then we're kind of taking on that business model. We have a lot of projects in R&D now and people signing up for pilots. So those will probably hit online first, but by 3 years, I think people see our packaging on the market probably by the end of the year. And then they'll see it in stores 3 years from now. I mean, I think it'll be in every household.
God. Sure. Good luck with that. And hopefully, you know, we'll see Dissolve in every household. You know, good luck with that and take care of yourself. Stay safe.
Thank you. Yeah. You stay safe too. I appreciate the call.